Bahraini court has sentenced four anti-regime protesters to 15 years in jail each after convicting them of forming a terrorist group in the capital, Manama. Judicial sources say the ruling is the third tough sentence since Sunday, which brings to 91 the number of people put behind bars over anti-regime protests. This is Amnesty International has slammed the verdict as appalling and demanded a probe into reports that some of the protesters were tortured. On Monday, another court also jailed 37 pro-democracy protesters for up to 15 years each over similar convictions. Syed Shahabi is from the Bahrain Freedom Movement, who joins us on the phone from London. Syed Shahabi, here you have protesters again being first wrongly convicted of what the regime there says that they are terrorists, at the same time giving jail sentences and then some to have been tortured. For how long can this go on without the world heeding to what is going on inside the Persian Gulf island?
Thank you very much. The hope is that such actions by the regime, the unjust trials, unfair trials, the use of confessions obtained under torture, and the disproportionate sentencing, I hope these will awaken the world to the fact that Bahrain is living under an absolute dictatorship where the people are jailed, tortured, beaten, and also denied their basic freedom for the sake, just because they have expressed their views. In Bahrain, other than expressing views in peaceful ways, other than protesting, other than demonstrations, the violence is only committed by the regime against the people. The collective punishment, the excessive use of chemical gases against civilians, and also the denial of the basic fair trials to anyone who may be accused of any offense. All these are symptoms of a regime that is that has defied the whole world and has really given no real real importance to what the world is calling for. It has been called on to apply the basic norms of human rights, to release prisoners, to also exercise a degree of democracy. But the regime is simply incapable of administering justice or exercising democracy or respecting the basic human rights. So the world has to do its duty. How long? I do not know, but I believe there is this is a beginning, and hopefully a strong beginning of worldwide awareness of what's going in Bahrain.
And finally, and quickly, if you can answer this, Syed Shahabi, I mean, who can the Bahrainis turn to? You have the organization of the OIC. You have, what, the Arab League. I don't think there's any hope there. The regional countries under the influence of Saudi Arabia in terms of the Persian Gulf countries of the GCC. I mean, where can they turn to? What organizations need to move in on the Bahrain cause in order for this to be carried out? We had the Bassiouni report, but then that was just a report, and it accused the government of torture and, of course, the legal detainments and imprisonment.
I think the dynamics of the revolution are such that there will always be serial reactions to the actions of the regime. So although the world is not paying attention at the moment, but we have seen some developments in the past few weeks, several international statements, whether it is by the European Parliament, by President Obama last week at the United Nations, or by the countries, member countries of the Human Rights Council. We can see at the beginning a glimmer of hope in the international community. This is because the people are insisting on remaining in the streets, protesting and challenging the regime and refusing to submit to its will. So I believe, although it may look a bit distant at the moment, but I also believe that tyrants, despots, dictators eventually fall, especially if the people do not give up. In Bahrain, people are not giving up. They are continuing to resist the regime, and eventually this regime, this dictatorship, will have no way but to go, because simply it is out of fashion, out of place.
Thank you very much for that, Syed Shahabi from the Bahrain Freedom Movement, talking to us there on the phone from London.